speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in today and for the next little time period for David Knight, who is at home recovering from his recent heart attack. We pray for him and his family. We thank you all so much for your prayers for David at this time. You know, it's so important that I take a moment here just to thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your thoughts, for the support that you have given. I know it means the world to him, his wife, his entire family. And because, you know, in times like this, with situations like this, with heart attacks, something so sudden and traumatic and unpredictable, and something that only is in God's hands. There's nothing you can do but pray in times like this. Praying for David, I mean, this is a personal battle that he's having to wage, as well as for the doctors who are taking care of him and who are the mechanism, who are the tools by which God answers these prayers. And I was struck by an image that I saw that actually I put in the system there, guys, of a stained glass window in a church depicting a very modern scene of a surgical operating room. And it seems so out of place with this medium, this artistic medium usually reserved for the ancient, the mythical, all these things. And you see a very modern, technologically advanced scene portrayed in stained glass. Seems wrong. It doesn't seem right. And yet, why not? Why not honor these people whose lives are dedicated to protecting life and putting forward God's will, which is the expansion of life and the enjoyment of life and the appreciation of life? And again, we almost reserve the status of spiritual actors to the past, to saints and people who lived thousands of years ago, hundreds of years ago. And it almost seems strange that we would see modern people in the same light, but there's no reason not to. People still are doing the same work that the saints did 1,000 years ago. Those doctors in the operating room are no less real than the saints in the stained glass are. And so it's good to remind yourself that you are a spiritual actor, and this all got mixed up when I thought about covering for David while he recovers. And just to update you, he is doing quite well. He said that he's in no pain. He's just resting at home, trying to stay out of the quagmire of news. And you know, Alex referred to my coming on and hosting for David while he's out as a battlefield promotion, and that is kind of what it seems. It seems like, you know, one of our commanders, one of our field generals, has been injured in the line of duty and has suffered from the enmity of the enemy. And you know, that's really how it feels. So until he gets back out here, I'll be sitting in as sort of the commander in place here, and trying to put forward that same spirit that David does, of liberty at the end of all things, liberty above all else, liberty that you live out in your day-to-day life, and not just if you're David Knight or if you're on InfoWars and, you know, have a radio show and are actively involved every day in getting the message of liberty out. That is a way to fight for liberty, but just working your job well, providing for your family, you know, voting, staying on top of things, staying informed, helping others be informed about what's going on around you. That is working for liberty as well. When you go out there and you help build up the foundations that allow liberty to thrive, well, you're working just as hard as any of us here at InfoWars in preserving liberty and the American way. Lots of news. We'll get to it on the other side. Stay with us. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight and the David Knight Show on InfoWars.com/show. Send that link out to everyone you know. We'll be back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. Thank you so much for joining us. If you weren't with us in the first segment, quick update. David Knight is at home, resting, recovering from the heart attack he suffered recently, the surgery that came after. But he's doing quite well. He's in no pain. And he will be back as quickly as possible. But we want him at home recovering for as long as he needs to. And until then, I will be doing my utmost to fill his shoes and provide his listeners with the level of commentary and news reporting that I know that they're used to. A lot of news today, a lot of political news, a lot of tech news, a lot of just cringy material from the New Year's Eve shows from the mainstream media. I mean, really, really cringy stuff. They're doing everything they can to try to inject some sort of personality into their completely corporate coverage of events. And it fails, just like everything that they try to do. It utterly fails to convince anybody that they're anything but completely out of touch elites. It's embarrassing. These aren't regular people that you'd like to go have a beer with and have a good time talking to. You just end up cringing. You'd cringe so hard you'd break your neck. It's not good. But of course, President Donald Trump is taking over the headlines just with his tweets. He tweets in all capital letters for the New Year's, telling everybody Happy New Year's. Today he wakes up and realizes that Mitt Romney has penned a scathing Washington Post op-ed, basically, you know, calling him horrible, saying it's called How a President Shapes the Public Character. And Donald Trump replies with, here we go with Mitt Romney, but so fast. Question will be, is he a flake? That's flake with a capital F, by the way. Is he a flake? I hope not. Would much prefer that Mitt focus on border security and so many other things where he can be helpful. I won big and he didn't. He should be happy for all Republicans, be a team player and win. That's right. Before, you know, he even gets to Washington, it's, Mitt Romney just being a snake in the grass, just being one of those Republicans trying to bring down the Republican Party from the inside, trying to maintain the status quo against any change that Donald Trump may represent. And he does represent that change. He is working hard to get us out of Syria, has said that he is getting us out of Syria, is ending wars across the world. He is just doing great things. You know, one story I forgot to bring up, and I'll pull it up in a second, is the way that CNN covered the New Year's address given by Kim Jong-il. Whichever one he is. And you see that this is the first time he has ever publicly come out and given a presentation wearing a suit. Wearing a suit. Yeah, it seems a small thing to us. Everybody wears suits here. Suits are seen in a lot of places as symbols of the Western world. You'll notice almost nobody in Iran wears a necktie. Ever. Especially not the president or any sort of public figure. They will not wear neckties. They may wear, you know, Western suits, more often they'll be in sort of religious garb if they're the religious leaders, but if they're presidents or whatever, they'll wear the suits, but they won't wear the tie. That's, to them, that's sort of seen as the symbol of, you know, capitalism or you know, Western modernity. Well, Kim Jong Il-un, I'm actually confused. Trust me, I know my stuff, but he, you know, would usually wear these very like stereotypical, like Dr. Evil level kind of jumpsuits. And of course, you notice that when CNN covers his address, well, they show a picture of him in this jumpsuit, when in reality, he gave an address wearing this, very modern, very sophisticated suit, which is a symbol. It is a signal. He is opening up his country to the West in a way that is completely unexpected, completely shocking to anybody who's paying attention, and almost entirely the result of Donald Trump breaking down the New World Order and their desire to always have a boogeyman, always have a bad guy, always have somebody who justifies their desire to extend their control over you and to limit you. They need a big bad guy. For a while, that has been Iran as well as North Korea, and Trump is helping to bring about the reality that is there are a lot of people in North Korea that would love freedom, would love to be free, and are being oppressed, you know, by this this regime that was set up so long ago that is now crumbling. It's very good news, and it's just one of those things that we need to look back at how last year began with North Korea threatening nuclear war, with, you know, we're just on the precipice of complete Armageddon. Well, a year later, and everything seems to be going fine. So that's just some good news. Donald Trump, of course, is up and at him taking on the beginning of the new year, which he well should, because tomorrow on January 3rd, Congress meets in session for the first time with Democrats at the helm. And we know what their entire, basically the Democrats right now have three things on their mind. One, Democrats are vying to be the next presidential candidate, whether it's Beto O'Rourke, whether it's Andrew Cuomo, and we'll show you videos of his address where clearly he is angling for presidential run in 2020, whether it's Elizabeth Warren. So that's the first thing. They're trying to angle themselves to be a 2020 presidential candidate, or they are trying to obstruct and impeach Donald Trump. I mean, that's it. That's what they're trying to do. That's it. That's literally all they're trying to do. And again, if you go over, I did like these year in review things for the last couple of shows, and it's like throughout all of last year, they did nothing. The Democrats did nothing that was not in favor of illegal immigrants or trying to impeach Donald Trump. That's all they care about. That's all they want to do. So impeach Donald Trump, be an obstructionist, and advocate for illegal immigrants. Try to angle themselves to be the next presidential candidate for the Democrats. Or three, get reparations. That's the new one, is that the new Congress is going to, quote, study reparations to, quote, repair some of the damage. So, yes, we will hear all about reparations from crazy Maxine Waters and Sheila Jackson Lee of Houston. We'll get to those videos on the other side. We have the Netflix show pulling a episode at the behest of Saudi Arabia because it criticized Saudi Arabia, but there is more to the story than that. Again, it's just one of those things that the elites, the people in power, they're so good at playing the victim when they need to, being the bully when they need to. There's a lot behind the story. It's not as simple as, well, they criticized Saudi Arabia and so Saudi Arabia got mad and they bowed to it. Clearly censorship is bad. This should not have happened. I advocate for this horrible, awful, unfunny show to be played all the time, everywhere. I don't care. I want, you know, you gotta be anti-censorship across the board if you're anti-censorship. I don't want anybody being censored for anything, for any reason. I know. Crazy. It's a crazy, crazy concept. It just happens to be the one that this country was founded on. So, you know, Netflix is receiving backlash, but it's not for the reason that you would think. And we'll get into that a little bit more in the show later. We have Zuckerberg funding a wireless mind reading control brain implant. We have AI that is working to cheat its creators and lie to its creators in order to deceive them. We have, of course, New Year's Eve saw many terrorist attacks, or at least just sort of group gang attacks by migrants in Europe. We'll break down some of those, you know, just awful and yet predictable. You know, I wish it was more shocking to hear that people were stabbed in London or run over in Germany. But I mean, literally, they've gotten us to the point that it does seem part and parcel with at least, you know, European cities, that it's not even, they don't even get reported on. That's how crazy it is that terrorism is almost not even reported, or just a byline in different things. But I haven't gotten to a single video. We have more videos than we can possibly play in this episode, but I'm going to try to get to all of them. They're all very entertaining. And of course, we have Louis C.K. coming victim to the PC Brigade. You will not want to miss his set. It's actually pretty funny, but stay with us. We'll show you on the other side.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power
Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Music for the party theme of this next segment we're going to go through. We have some bad news to get through later in the day. We are going to talk about the Manchester stabbings. We are going to talk about the migrant gangs causing chaos in Germany. We're going to talk about lots of political commentary to get to in the U.S. Across the pond. Technology to get to later that is just disturbing in its complete disregard for privacy and complete disregard and danger to humanity. So we are going to have a lot of heavy news a little bit later in the program, but I did want to start off lightheartedly. Just let's start the year on a good note by relentlessly mocking the mainstream media. The mainstream media is trying as hard as it can. It's just trying every trick it knows to try to seem normal and human and relatable. It reserves this attempt for one night a year. That's December 31st, New Year's Eve. They all go and pretend to be normal human beings for once instead of just reading what they're told. And of course, this hilariously backfires because they're not normal human beings. They are the elite of the elite. They have grown up their entire lives in weird little bubbles of you'll see from these clips, you'll see exactly what type of people run our media. And then you also have to remind yourself just how intimately involved the media is with the political class and realize that these are not two separate things. This is one elite ruling class that runs the media and politics. I mean, just look at the Cuomos, the brother on CNN and a brother in the governor's mansion. Look at Brzezinski. Of course, daughter of Zbigniew Brzezinski. Just look at the intermarriage and commingling of the various sectors of the elite, and you realize that there's no credible distinction between them. They're all just anti-American, self-absorbed, cringy, and awkward people. So, just a warning here: if you're uncomfortable with cringy situations, maybe you'll want to go and rejoin us in about 5 minutes, because we are about to watch Anderson Cooper try to take a tequila shot on live TV. This is a full-grown man trying to take a tequila shot, and let's watch. Let's go to clip 10.
And a top of the hour to you from here in Times Square.
Is that your Irish accent?
No, it's just, I don't know what it is.
Oh my God.
The hour.
Here we are, me and Anderson, and hundreds of thousands
so
of
charming?
People in the rain.
Yes,
Times
it's
Square.
Our hourly toast.
Not making it any less
another
fun.
Toast.
Cheers.
Cheers
another
if
toast.
You have at home, if you're not if you're driving, but feel free to toast along with us.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Anderson.
You know what? Everybody here seems to be having a great time. He's not a good drinker.
Ah! It's like burning your lungs.
Burning your lungs. Feels good to me. We have some great guests and musical
he's doing
acts.
That.
Still to come tonight. Grammy
oh
winner,
my God.
Oscar
he
winner.
Shakes his head like the Gunga from episode one. I mean, he did that on live TV. I would be embarrassed to take a shot like that in the shady back room of a party where I knew everyone. I would still try not to make that face or look quite like that. But there he is on national TV reminding you not to take a shot if you're driving. Thanks, Anderson Cooper. We needed you to say that. I mean, that's just, you know, they're just awkward and not funny and weird when they're not just reading what they're told to say. But this gets even weirder. This is even cringier. I hesitate to even show it to you, but you have to remember something. You have to remember who Anderson Cooper is, who his mother is. She is a Vanderbilt. She is the elite of the elite. If you wanted to, you know, call something Illuminati, that's Anderson Cooper and his mother and his family and their lineage. And if you, I mean, there's a lot of creepy stuff, folks. There's a lot of photo spreads out there that they did back when Anderson Cooper was a little kid, and they're in the room, and there's just satanic symbols and pagan symbols and occult symbols everywhere. And his whole upbringing was weird and gross. And this actually illustrates it perfectly. Clip number 7, guys. Cringe warning ahead.
Baby.
Really?
No. What about Steve?
You don't have to answer any of his questions. Just ignore the questions.
So for our radio listeners, they're asking Faye Dunaway about all the people she's slept with.
Wow.
Just good family entertainment here on New Year's Eve.
Was he as cool as we all thought that he?
He was.
Yes.
He was. He was very chauvinistic, though. Allie, he felt, should have children all the time and do nothing else. But that's okay.
All right. Marlon Brando.
He's one of the great artists of all time.
Yeah.
And he's so, working with him, he's just so inventive.
My mom hooked up with him.
She did?
With hot Marlon Brando, not like Apocalypse Now Marlon Brando.
Oh,
she hooked up with I think it was on the waterfront Marlon Brando.
Wow.
She and Carol Matthau both watched the movie.
Lucky
and
lady.
Both made a deal that they were going to meet up.
Did they really?
Yeah, Carol
You're
did
not
it.
Kidding.
Carol
right?
got it first and then set it up for my mom. It was a one-night date.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
No,
and apparently,
no shame in that game.
As my mom left in the car, he put his hand on the car and pressed his face against the door and said, "You have Japanese skin." I don't know what that means.
Wow.
But that's...
Well, she does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? 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 Who says that sort of thing? What world do these people live in? That it's okay to talk about? I don't even want to talk about him talking about it. That's how uncomfortable this makes me. Anderson Cooper goes on live television and talks about his mother's sex life. And talks about her friend getting it first. And then his mother, it's like setting it up for a one night date. That is the world that Anderson Cooper grew up in. This is what you have to understand. As a child, he was very aware of what was going on, of what his mother was getting up to, of what it's like to live as an elite in this world where you commingle with the media and with Hollywood and where they see each other as trophies or as, you know, prizes to win. I mean, this is the world that our quote unquote thought leaders, our heads of media and the mouthpieces that are supposed to express the will of the people, that are supposed to inform people, that are supposed to help guide people's decision as they go about their daily lives or as they participate in the political or social realm. These are the people that are supposed to be shaping the national discourse. And they grow up in the weirdest world that none of us would even be comfortable hearing about, let alone living in, let alone participating in, let alone perpetuating the idea that Anderson Cooper would think that it would be appropriate to talk about his mother's one-night stands on TV shows you just how depraved and just fallen the whole world is. I mean, it's just, God, leave out the cringe. It's just weird, folks. So, yeah, at least we can all just laugh at MSM together. When we get back, we'll get into some of the more serious news. But just know, InfoWars will never air anything that absurd out of our own mouths, only when CNN says it. Stay with us. More on the other side.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Propaganda. It's the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. You know, we covered just the ridiculousness on CNN on New Year's Eve. MSNBC was even more ridiculous, and their fans are not happy about it. Let's just say they're not happy about the utter unprofessionalism on display there. But I just saw a tweet by, I think his name is Ryan Fournier. That might be how you say it. But he basically says, you know, the people who were castigating, Brett Kavanaugh for drinking in college were taking shots and funneling champagne on live TV last night. Yeah, they're hypocrites too. Did you not know that? Oh yes, yes. As well as being busybodies and, complete degenerates, they are also hypocrites, believe it or not. And they make that face when they drink tequila. Yes, that is the reaction of a full-grown man drinking tequila, which is delicious, by the way. I don't know if it's burning your lungs, you're doing it wrong. That's all I have to say. But getting into some more serious news, there was some not too good things happening on New Year's Eve, especially in Europe. You had a stabbing in which three people were stabbed, including a British transport police officer at Manchester Victoria Station in England. And they say, this is from The Guardian just earlier today, it was right to classify the stabbing of three people in Manchester on New Year's Eve as terrorism, despite the suspect being detained under the Mental Health Act. So they were, you know, this is just one of those, just another one of those lone wolf attacks. So many lone wolves hanging out together. Gosh, you think there would be a pattern of some sort. But no, this is just another one of those lone wolf attacks that they originally blamed on mental health. Came out to be that it was terrorism. And I find it hard to draw a distinction. I find it hard to draw a line between terrorism and mental health for two reasons. One, you don't know whether somebody believes something because they are crazy and their brains are messed up. But who are you to say? Maybe they believe in an insane ideology for completely sane and rational reasons. That is possible. And then the other side of that, the flip coin of that, is what if you believe something that other people say is crazy and suddenly your very rational and normal belief is seen as a mental disorder? We see that. We see at least approximations to that with climate change, where people are saying, look, if you don't believe in climate change, you should be in jail. If you don't believe in climate change, basically you're crazy. Basically you're mentally ill. And so it's sort of a weird distinction to draw, but clearly this was a terroristic attack. London is just, it's just going farther and farther down the tubes. Of course, Sadiq Khan has just allowed them to do stop and frisk, because they stopped doing stop and frisk and their murder rate skyrocketed to beyond that of New York City, where tens of thousands of people have handguns. Well, they've gotten rid of handguns. Now they're saying, you know, turn in your knife. They have extreme knife control there in Britain. Didn't stop these three people from being stabbed. And then in Germany, we have, this is in a town of Amberg, Germany. We have the story at newswars.com written by our own Dan Lyman, who runs InfoWars Europe there. At least 12 people were injured, many hospitalized, when a gang of migrant teenagers embarked on a violent rampage in the center of Amberg, Germany. The attackers, young men from Syria, Afghanistan, and Iran, began viciously assaulting and harassing pedestrians and arriving travelers near the Amberg train station, even throwing one man down a flight of stairs, according to eyewitnesses. That's something you have to keep in mind when they just sort of cover this up and just say, well, three people were injured, and we're very sorry about that, but it's all under control now. Yeah, they don't mean little scratches. They don't mean paper cuts. They don't mean somebody sprained their ankle. They mean somebody was sent to the hospital. Somebody lost a finger or an arm or is bleeding to death, or was thrown down the stairs. These are vicious, violent attacks. If the full extent, if the reality of these attacks were to be known and widespread across Europe and across America, no doubt there would be a massive backlash. That's why you don't see photos of these attacks on the mainstream media, because that would sway opinion. I mean, humans can read three people injured. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's very sad. When you see a pile of blood and somebody laying face down in it, when you watch a video of someone being kicked down the stairs, well, it impacts you a little bit differently. That's why they use the images so selectively. That's why you see the child washed up on the beach saying, we have to look out for migrants. We have to let all these migrants in. But you do not see the image of a young girl disemboweled by a car in France, or, you know, a truck ramming. They won't show you that, because that will give you the wrong impression in their mind. That will make you against the things that they are trying to foist on you. Think about that for a second. They have to hide the reality of their programs from you, or else you'll be against the program. You understand? If you knew the reality of what it meant to bring in endless amounts of unvetted immigrants, you see what it really looks like, or what it feels like, or the families that are shattered by this completely pointless, other than cheaper wage labor and upholding the Ponzi scheme that is your retirement program. You know, you can't show the reality of that, or people won't want it. Well, that's That's the point of democracy. That's the point of a republic. That's the point of self-determination, is that people have to understand what the reality is, understand what the consequences of each governmental program are, so they can know whether or not they support it. But what happens when, I believe they were Swedish, they might have been Danish, they were from a Scandinavian country, and they went to Morocco and got their heads chopped off in very graphic video. Video that makes your stomach churn. If you've seen it, it's out there, it's available on the internet. However, it is completely banned and actually illegal to post in those two girls' country of origin. They cannot let you see it in that country. They cannot let you know the reality and the consequences of the worldview that they push. These poor girls that were, you know, beheaded in Morocco by, and literally, get this, the people in Morocco, they called, the authorities called these perpetrators a gang of lone wolves. A collection of lone wolves. That's what they call them. It's insane. It's insane. And these girls were convinced that they had nothing to fear. It was going to be fine. Just go have fun. You'll go hiking. It'll be great. Not knowing that there were ISIS members lurking in the shadows, waiting and trying to identify the perfect victim to just grab off the street, completely randomly torture and kill, and then send those pictures to their families. That is the reality and the consequence of the complete ignorance that is being foisted on the European people by their leaders, because their leaders know if you knew what we were doing to you, you would try to stop us. If you knew what these programs meant, you would not be for them. So we have to hide the reality from you so we can keep these programs continuing. That's the greed, the selfishness, the disrespect that is shown to the European people by the European leaders. It's absolutely sickening. And, you know, New Year's Eve was a busy night for terrorism and migrant violence in Europe, but it won't be the last one. We will see attacks like this continue on and on. And I just want to, it works every time. Just put the shoe on the other foot. Just imagine if there were gangs of Germans going to, you know, Iran and just beating the crap out of people in a small town, throwing people down the stairs and sending them to the hospital. What would be the image then? Would it be, oh, these poor Germans, just, they're just culturally, you know, not compatible with Iran? Or would it be, this is an invasion, this is colonization, and we need to fight back before it's too late? Yeah, I think it might be that. I think it just might be that. Harrison Smith, sitting in for David Knight. Join us on the other side. We're going to take your phone calls later in the show, get some more of these videos. You won't want to miss it. Stay with us, folks.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Gun control, open borders, amnesty for illegal immigrants, more welfare programs, heck, why not reparations? All of these things and more are on the docket for Congress as it convenes for the first time tomorrow with the Democrats at the head of the House. Oh, did I mention impeaching Donald Trump? Because that is at the very top of the list, as we all know well. But folks, it's not just Democrats in Washington that are putting this forward. No, no. It's the Democrats everywhere. It's the progressives throughout the country that have dedicated themselves to the complete subversion and inversion of the American way and of America in general. They have taken it upon themselves to dictate exactly what the rest of us should do, should feel, should think, and should act. They know the right way, and they're going to force you to behave in accordance with the right way, or they will punish you. At least that's what they think they're going to do. Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, was inaugurated and really laid it pretty bare on the table. Basically put out that New York City will be the progressive hotspot of America from now on. Of course, he's already gotten that ball rolling by giving billion dollars to Amazon to create jobs. Wait, did I say create jobs? I meant move a bunch of jobs from California, create no new jobs, pay no new taxes, and take a $3 billion bribe on top of that. No, the people of New York are not happy with that decision, but it benefits the corporate interests and ideological narrative that your betters believe in. So why should they care that the people of New York don't agree? This is progressivism. You do what they say. you obey the corporations. That's the reality. That's the bear trap that they've set for you. They're already getting it going. But now let's go to Andrew Cuomo. This is a local news station in New York who even they recognize just how absurd this inauguration speech is, because he doesn't even talk about what he's going to do as governor. No concern about the people of New York. He's interested in putting forward his progressive agenda and putting himself into one of the top spots as contender for the presidency in 2020. This is Andrew Cuomo during his inauguration.
Hundreds of political heavyweights and insiders crammed onto ferries and headed to Ellis Island tonight, all to see Governor Cuomo take the oath of office for the third time. He offered up a big dose of national politics, but did not say much about his plan for Albany. News 4's government affairs reporter Melissa Russo was there for all of it, joining us now live for the Battery. Melissa.
The governor took the oath of office tonight on Ellis Island, and I can tell you that the symbolism of the venue was not subtle.
This is the harbor where Frederick Trump arrived from Germany and whose grandson would become president of the United States.
Governor Andrew Cuomo positioning himself as a champion of immigrants, defender of diversity, and resister of the Trump administration.
Looters,
wow, what a surprise. What great
during
things
a blackout. They didn't cause the darkness, but they exploited it.
Cuomo enters his third term sounding the same national themes he used to win re-election, riding a blue New York wave of anti-Trump fervor.
When they write the history books and they ask us, well, what did you do in the face of anger and division? Let New York's answer be that in that defining moment we brought healing and light and hope and progress and action.
The governor denies he's running for president, but this soaring national rhetoric will fuel doubts about that. But what about the unfinished local business Cuomo faces as governor, a crumbling transit system, and culture of corruption in Albany?
I feel liberated.
For the first time in this governor's tenure, Democrats now control all three chambers in Albany. Uncharted territory for Cuomo, who now has no excuse not to deliver on progressive promises, like strengthening abortion rights, legalizing marijuana, and offering free tuition to undocumented students, all while toeing the line on spending. New York State taxpayers are now picking up the cost of keeping Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty open during the government shutdown to the tune of about $65,000 a day.
And it will never extinguish the statue.
We can pull it down. I mean, whoever the editor is that works for that local station, they know what they're doing, and you do it well. Thank you for that. But I mean, there's nothing worse than the holier than thou tone that they take. I mean, Andrew Cuomo is straight up doing his Martin Luther King impression, saying, and we look back at history, they'll ask us what we did, and we will tell them we fought. It's like, dude, your subway is crumbling. The homeless are filling up the streets and freezing to death. You're giving $3 billion away to Amazon and everybody hates it. It's like, everything's collapsing. What's your plan? He's like, oh, well, abortion, free weed, and free stuff. Did I do it? Is everything fixed? Is it all good now with the free weed and the abortions? Did that solve the subway problem? No? Dang it. What about free college? Now is everything good? Oh, we're broke. Oh, we're even in more debt. Oh, the other services have been cut as well. Darn it. Now we need more government. It's a never-ending cycle of insanity with these people. And yes, obviously they all just have national ambitions or international ambitions. All they care about is power at the end of the day. That's what you really have to understand. These people want power, and that's all they care about. And they try to identify where that power lies. Right now, they've all suddenly realized that the insane progressives, MAGA Titan, Jason Lowe put it really good, where he said, you know, socialists are just people who are too dumb to realize they're communists. I mean, they've decided that that's the wing, that is the future, that's where the power lies. Doesn't matter if they're right or not, they have identified that as the power center, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as power broker, and so they have decided to throw their hat in that ring. It's not because they believe it, not because they have some sort of grand vision or plan to fix things. It's because they want power and they see that as a method to get it. Why do you think Elizabeth Warren is suddenly doing Instagram videos where she's drinking beer and chatting live with people in the same way that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is doing? It's because, well, she's not a touch grandma and she's just doing everything she can to stay relevant. But really, they see this pandering to idiots as the future of power. That's what you have to understand. These people aren't right. They just are plentiful. And so they go to them and they say, you know, give us your vote and we will enact your inane and ridiculous programs that in almost every sense simply accrue more power to the government. It's like this subway collapsing. You have a state senator in New York who is suggesting that before you're able to buy a handgun, that a police officer go through 2 years of your social media history and look for naughty words, and then you won't be able to exercise your Second Amendment. That's the path New York is going down. It will be continued failure. They will continue to blame it on Trump. And yes, the governor of New York will make it his primary mission to resist Donald Trump, even as he uses him as an example of the achieving of the American dream. It's just nonsense, folks, and it is coming from every different angle, be it the media or the political class. It's all coming down, and we here at InfoWars stand like a bulwark against it, like we're trying to just plug up the holes in the dam constantly, just waiting for a solution and waiting for everyone to realize the danger and come together to fight back against it. If you're watching this, you already know. You're already a part of the forces. You are already on the right side, as far as I'm concerned, and already helping us to get this information out, spread this to reveal these, to expose these people for who they really are. They're power hungry. They're just desperate to enact control on everybody, however they can. And if you want to help us fight back against these people, if you want to help us try to cover just the huge amount of stories, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is where you can get not just incredible products at just ridiculously low prices, but you also help fund this free speech bastion here in Central Texas as we broadcast throughout the world. These transmissions go to millions of people and eventually billions. And you can help us, you can help support it by buying BrainForce Plus at 55% off, Ultimate Bone Broth at 55% off. I mean, everything is still massive amounts off. Alex Jones hasn't stopped the sale yet. Get to it. Go buy those. Get the double Patriot points before it's too late. And he realizes what he's done and takes it away. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. Happy New Year to everyone out there listening. Very, very interesting headline that we haven't had a chance to cover yet since we were off yesterday. Hackers threatened to dump insurance files related to the 9/11 attack. Hacker group known as Dark Overlord threatened on Monday to publicly release internal files regarding the 9/11 attacks unless their ransom demands are met. Overlord said it has breached a law firm handling cases related to the attacks, and they seem to play up the 9/11 conspiracy theories in their threat, saying in a tweet that the group will, quote, be providing many answers about 9/11 conspiracies through our 18,000 secret documents. You're welcome to make a request to formally have your documents withdrawn from any eventual public release of materials. However, you'll be paying us, the group warned. Overlord claims to have hacked several different insurers and legal firms involved in the insuring of the World Trade Center and legal battle that commenced after the towers fell. A spokesperson for one of the insurance companies confirmed to Motherboard that the hackers have breached a law firm that advised the company and had likely stolen files related to litigation surrounding 9/11. So we will see. We'll see, won't we? I am very excited for them to release these files. Obviously, these guys aren't good guys. It says that they've actually done this type of thing before, where they've targeted a production studio working for Netflix as well as medical centers and private businesses. Hackers aren't, you know, necessarily the good guys in this situation. However, if it leads to a greater understanding of what happened on 9/11, if it provides insight into the corruption surrounding that event, I think it would be a good thing for this information to get out. Of course, the insurance is very important. We know that, I believe his name was Larry Silverstein, purchased the World Trade Center just before the attacks. Had them insured against terrorist attacks, was able to file the two separate planes as two separate terrorist attacks and basically double his money. And a lot of people ended up walking away greatly benefiting monetarily from the 9/11 attacks. Not to mention maybe the insurance investigators will have done a more thorough job on World Trade Center Building Number 7. And perhaps we'll have more information than the cover-up known as the 9/11 Commission, you know, found. More information can be released to the public and perhaps get a little bit of information. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because either this information comes out and we get the information, or they pay the ransom. Well, what does that mean? What does it mean if they pay the ransom? It means that there's something very incriminating in that information. It's almost an admission of guilt right there. So it's a win-win situation as far as I can tell. And I'm in favor of, you know, people with this type of ability being able to hack into government or, insurance companies, any of these sorts of things and expose corruption, expose malfeasance, expose cover-ups. Well, good. That is, it's, you know, it's what's there for. It's what the internet's there for. Dissemination of information. And later in this hour, I will be taking your phone calls. I'm going to go ahead and give the number out here. It's 1-888-201-2244. You can call on any topic. I'd like to hear your predictions for 2019. That number again is 1-888-201-2244. We also have Louis C.K. being the latest victim of PC culture. We're going to show you the stand-up set that got him in such hot water. It's actually pretty funny. We'll show you that later this hour. We'll show you Maxine Waters and Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee talking about reparations. And we're going to hear the progressives suddenly realize that Beto O'Rourke is not who they thought he was. What? 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 Maybe you should have listened to us. Maybe we're right all the time. I don't know. It seems that way. Stay with us, folks. This is David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in. We'll be back on the other side.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It is Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. Thank you for being with us. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight while he recovers at home and takes time off away from the front lines, away from it can be literally dangerous to your health, folks, to have to face this every day. David Knight is an absolute warrior in this battle, a commander, and the respect that David Knight gets from people in the Liberty community is well deserved and limitless, absolutely limitless. And so I am just honored to be filling in for him while he is at home. Recovering, he's not in any pain. He has had a surgery, and as far as they can tell, is fine and is good and is getting better, but he needs to rest. He's going to take a couple weeks off, and in that meantime, I will do my utmost to fill in for David. So there's this story that seems to be one of the top stories across the nation about Netflix pulling down an episode of the comedy show known as Patriot Act in Saudi Arabia and at Saudi Arabia's request. Now, this episode can still be seen everywhere except for Saudi Arabia. They only pulled it down in Saudi Arabia. And I'm glad that there's outrage about this. I'm glad that, you know, people are pointing out that Netflix and other tech companies are quick to bow to the diktats of tyrannical authoritarian governments. But there's something off about this. It's like, when do they choose to support free speech? When does the media come to the aid of somebody who has been censored? Why? Well, what, you know, are they actually in favor of free speech? Are they upset that this is creating a situation that now other countries are going to be able to do this? What is the reason behind the media being so upset that this episode was pulled? I'm upset. I would think a lot of people at InfoWars is upset, but that's consistent. We're consistently upset about people being pulled. We're consistently upset about big tech bowing to foreign dictators and countries that have Sharia law and enforcing that on their big tech platforms. So, I mean, it makes sense for us to be upset because we're upset at all the censorship. the mainstream media, couldn't give a rat's tail about censorship in other situations. And yet this is apparently just international crime against humanity that Hasan Minhaj's show would have an episode pulled. Now, what was he talking about in this episode? Perhaps that will give us some insight into why they find this particular case of censorship so important. He's talking about Saudi Arabia, right? So what he does is he dedicates a whole episode to one topic. He tries to really, really break it down and give you the lowdown on it, while theoretically making jokes. I think they're supposed to be jokes. People in the crowd seem to be laughing. So apparently this is supposed to be a funny show. That's the reports. But he's not talking about how Saudi Arabia treats women. He's not talking about the insane authoritarianism of Saudi Arabia. He's not talking about how they're funding mosques all through Europe. They're not talking about how they tried to incite a Lebanese civil war earlier this year, or how they're starving 500,000 Yemeni children to death. No. He didn't go after Saudi Arabia about any of that. The entire episode was about Khashoggi. Yes, that's right. CIA asset Khashoggi is the reason that they're so upset, and the entire point in the entire story behind his episode was Khashoggi. Because you have to understand, they don't care about Saudi Arabia being evil. They care that Saudi Arabia may have killed a CIA asset. So the other CIA assets in the media do a whole show about it. Then they have the CIA assets in Saudi Arabia request to pull the show. They have the same people in their same ideological bubble in Netflix pull the episode. Then they have their same assets in the media talk about Netflix pulling the episode, driving a bunch of people to that episode to watch their propaganda about their CIA asset, Jamal Khashoggi. Because they're all in together, they're all on the same side, and they don't care about the actual evil that Saudi Arabia is perpetrating. They're mad that somebody got in the way of their CIA agent. Now, I just want to show you, just so you know I'm not being hyperbolic, just how unfunny this show is. Let's go to that clip now.
Then you know that Saudi Arabia has been engulfed in a massive diplomatic crisis over the gruesome killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
After weeks of denial, Saudi Arabia has finally admitted Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi died inside their consulate in Turkey.
The top Saudi prosecutor now says the killing was premeditated. Last week, the Saudis said it was an accident after a fistfight.
And of course, that's a real shift in the narrative from them.
This is the most unbelievable cover story since Blake Shelton won Sexiest Man Alive. Are you kidding me? He's the fourth sexiest judge of The Voice. Like, did Adam Levine walk in and just see this? Like, what the f***? Blake? And this entire cover-up exists for one reason.
Some analysts say the Saudi story is all designed to protect one man.
Turkish officials suggesting that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman dispatched a hit squad to execute and then dismember Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
Just a few months ago, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, aka MBS, was hailed as the reformer the Arab world needed. But the revelations about Khashoggi's killing have shattered that image, and it blows my mind that it took the killing of a Washington Post journalist for everyone to go, oh, I guess he's really not a reformer. Meanwhile, every Muslim person you know was like, yeah, no shit. He's the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. So now would be a good time to reassess our relationship with Saudi Arabia. And I mean that as a Muslim.
Oh, now.
And as an American.
Oh, now.
The Muslims.
Now. Saudi now Arabia that a Washington Post journalist has been killed, now's the time to start talking about Saudi Arabia. Yeah, forget the fact that we are helping to refuel their planes as they go bomb the Yemenis. No, that's fine. But now that Jamal Khashoggi has been murdered, the CIA asset. Did I mention that yet? Did I mention that he was a CIA asset? Now that he's been injured, well, now we have to rethink everything. And I mean, it's just like What do you get from that show? I mean, it's not funny. It's not really informative. I mean, he'll go off on rants about stuff that just has absolutely no informational value and no comedic value. So what are you getting from this show? Well, you're getting propaganda on top of propaganda on top of propaganda. This is from the Independent Sentinel on December 28th. The Washington Post admits in an article that Jamal Khashoggi, who was killed in the Saudi embassy in Turkey, was writing propaganda for a Qatar-funded organization. Qatar is Saudi Arabia's enemy. Khashoggi was a foreign agent indoctrinating Americans. The purpose was to turn U.S. policy against Saudi Arabia in favor of the Muslim Brotherhood. Text messages between Khashoggi and an executive at Qatar Foundation International show the executive, Maggie Mitchell Salem, at times shaped the columns he submitted to the Washington Post, proposing topics, drafting material, and prodding him to take a harder line against the Saudi government. Khashoggi also appears to have relied on a researcher and translator affiliated with the organization that which promotes Arabic language education in the United States. So literally from the Washington Post themselves, they admit that their star reporter was taking money from a foreign government to indoctrinate and propagandize the American people, which is now being continued by Hasan Minhaj in his show that can't be shown in Saudi Arabia. Oh, poor guy. Maybe cover some real issues next time. Maybe go at Saudi Arabia for the real reasons they should. He won't. He won't. They never do. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexander Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Human spirit that refuses to submit.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. Harrison Smith here, sitting in for David Knight on the David Knight Show. I'm going to take your calls in this segment. I'm going to get to a couple headlines first, and then later in the hour, we are going to look at Louis C.K. talking about PC culture and getting a lot of backlash for his pretty innocuous, pretty funny comments that he made. We'll also be looking into either this hour or the next hour some of the promises that the incoming Congress people are promising to enact once they're in office. Give you a hint. Reparations. Reparations, folks. Yeah, we'll get to that a little bit later. Your phone calls in just a minute. First, I want to read some of these headlines. Thousands march in Hong Kong against China repression after a grim 2018. Thousands of demonstrators marched in Hong Kong on Tuesday to demand full democracy, fundamental rights, and even independence from China in the face of what many see as a marked clampdown by the Communist Party on local freedoms. China, really, this year, 2018, they went off the rails, folks. They took the mask off and were just like, yeah, we're just going to be totalitarian jerks now, and we're just going to enact every horrible, awful, oppressive, repressive, technologically imprisoning. They just did it all. They went off the rails and just came totally out in the open. And the reason is quite obvious. They need to provide the model into which socialists in the West can direct themselves. And I have a lot of stories about that I'll get to a little bit later, about Mark Zuckerberg, who, I remind you, or I inform you if you aren't a regular listener, Mark Zuckerberg asked Xi Jinping to name his child. I just want to remind you that the head of Facebook asked the dictator for life, head of Communist Party in China, sir, will you please do me the honor of bestowing a name upon my child? Yes, that is how much they respect and love China and everything that China is doing in efforts to enslave their entire population. Facebook and the rest of the big tech companies worship China. They love China. They wish we were more like China. We really need to break that down. And I think as I sit in for David for the next week or so here, I'm going to start doing a segment that I'm going to call something like the eagle versus the dragon, something along these lines, because it really is the conflict that defines our time and will define the future. Who comes out on top of this, humanity or the machine, the eagle or the dragon, the human spirit or the beast that was warned of in Revelations that China is doing everything it can to bring to fruition. We'll get back to news in a second. I want to go to your calls. We have Michael in California. Thanks for waiting, Michael. You want to talk about 5G? What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
You touched base on a lot of good points this morning, such as the countries that introduced certain authoritarianism, such as you mentioned the Malthusianism, country's Sharia law, the one-child policies. Mm-hmm. The one thing is they do not have capabilities for First Amendment opportunities such as we do here in America. We have potential fight back. Not with just our freedom, speech, but also that includes the freedom of education. That's why I'm so grateful for your show, is that it gives us the opportunity to not only talk about things that are important, but educate ourselves to innovate, such as Western medicine capabilities, analyzing carbon breakdown versus viral breakdown. Are they implementing 5G to not just carry out the breakdown of our cells, but to keep the viral activity alive? You could maybe touch down on that.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many bad things about 5G, but 5G really kind of hits it on the head, and you hit it on the head, because it's about coming out ahead of these things, not always reacting and going, oh, well, you know, now they're putting 5G up. Gee, how is it going to affect us? But we need to look farther into the future. And I mean, we've been warning about it forever. We need to get everybody else onto this train to go, hey guys, they're talking about 5G. They're talking about putting this in. We need to stop it now. We need to put our foot down now. We need to grab the bull of technology by the horns and rein it in and hold it back, or, you know, grab the hair of the tiger and direct the path of the future, or else we will be overwhelmed by it. There, you're pulling up headlines from, that I'll get to a little bit later. Clever AI hid data from its creator in order to cheat at its appointed task. And you have China literally reading the brainwaves of their employees. But yeah, 5G, I mean, I think it has to do with the cell destruction. I think it has to do with the censorship abilities. As we know, you can actually map a room out by using Wi-Fi signals. These 5G they want on the back of every single house will essentially give them a three-dimensional view of what's going on inside of every single house in America. There's privacy concerns, there's surveillance concerns, there's the simple, you know, we don't know how powerful these things are. Can they be weaponized against people? Can, you know, if we start to rely on these types of things, you know, how fragile are these systems? I mean, there's so many things to worry about, and it's like, by the time they're being put up, it's almost too late already. You know what I mean?
Definitely. You made a lot of good points.
Well, thank you so much for the call. We do appreciate it. 5G is one of these problems that is coming down the pipe, and, you know, just inform yourself, people. Take precautions against it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Go to InfoWars.com to educate yourself. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to get the supplies you need to fight back in this war against your mind, body, and soul that is constantly being waged against the American people, all people of the West. And that last caller brought up a great point, that it is our freedom of speech that really is at the center of things here. It is our freedom to fully express ourselves and to educate ourselves and others about the dangers, or else how are we going to resist them? In the same way that I was bringing up the terrorist attacks in Europe a little bit earlier in the show, and that they basically can hide the consequence of their, of these projects that the globalists have, and then the projects can go on unimpeded because you've hidden the reality of it, and people don't know and aren't fighting back because they don't realize that they're in danger. They don't realize the consequences that are being foisted upon them. And so it is all about education. It's all about getting the information out there. It's up to you to send these links out there. It's up to you to write your own stories. It's up to you to repackage what we do in your own way, so the bots that go through and are scanning and see InfoWars, take that out. Make it your own. This is information that we want to get out as best we can. Don't worry about, oh, is InfoWars going to be okay with me putting this up there? Put it up. Put it out. Spread it out. You are the resistance. You are the info war. Your mind is the battlefield upon which this war for humanity is raging. You've got to do your part. You are both a soldier in this and the object of attack from these outside forces. And I just want to say, like, the idea of the people, the identity of the people that we're fighting against, the idea that someone like David Knight can have his account knocked offline by some whimpering ninny in California that wouldn't be fit to trim David Knight's beard is deciding whether or not he has a right to say something? Yeah, that world is not one that I want to live in. I'd rather change it to the way it's supposed to be. Freedom, life, liberty, that's at the root of it all. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. A lot of good headline news here. Of course, Mitt Romney pins an op-ed basically calling Donald Trump a dirtbag, revealing, ironically, that Mitt Romney is, in fact, a dirtbag, as Britt Hume points out on Twitter. Because nothing is more appealing to Republican voters than a guy who's happy to have Trump support in the campaign, then turns on Trump after the election and writes a nasty piece about him for the Washington Post. He links Frank Luntz, who has found Mitt Romney's tweet from earlier this year saying, thank you, Mr. President, for the support. Thank you so much for helping me campaign. It means so much to me. Of course, as soon as he is elected into the Senate, Mitt Romney writes a post saying that Donald Trump's character falls short. His character falls short. Thanks, Dad. We don't need it, Mitt Romney. What we need is support in the, the idea that we would elect Republicans and especially Mitt Romney into the Senate to what, join the ranks of the Democratic obstructionists? That's what we're doing. We don't have enough of those people. There's not enough Democrats now taking over the House. I mean, enjoy it, folks. I mean, today's the day. Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019, the last day that we have before the Democrats take over the House, and we are subjected to years of endless talk and attempts to impeach. It is going to be grueling and obnoxious, and the last thing that we need is Republicans joining their ranks, Mitt. Jesus, I mean, come on. I mean, how hard is it to get people to fight on behalf of America? Is it really that difficult? Is it really that hard to elect people that will actually support our president and the policies that we voted him in for? Is that so difficult? But, I mean, it's already started. Elizabeth Warren has launched an exploratory committee for her 2020 run. I'll show you the video in a second, even though I apologize already. I apologize now for eventually showing you the video of this, self-righteous, racist grandmother preaching to you. It's not pleasant to hear, but we got to listen to it. We do it for you folks. And of course, the impeach Donald Trump effort gained more than 3 million supporters in 2018. For what? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I thought you had to do something to get impeached. Apparently it just means you don't like the guy. Again, we have yet another example of Democrats just setting precedents that will come back to bite them in the butt later. But they don't care. No, apparently you can just abuse any power that you have. Yeah, that's what bullies do. Bullies have physical dominance over little kids, and they exert it because they know the kids can't do anything to fight back. That is the entire mentality of the Democrats. Well, we're in charge now. We're on top. We have more numbers. So we're going to subject you to whatever we want because we have the power and because we can. It's the same reason that reason that they give for kicking people off Twitter or Facebook. Well, it's because they can. I mean, they have the power to do it. They're a private company. They have the power. They have the strength to destroy your livelihood and kick you off the internet because you don't think like them. That's bully behavior. They're just bullies. How do you get rid of bullies? You stand up to them. You fight back against them. Giving in to bullies only begets more bullying. Mitt. You Mitt. His name is an insult of his face. All right, we're going to go back out to the calls now. This is Alexander from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Wants to talk about Antifa. Good, because I'm already pissed off. So good. We might as well bring in Antifa to the mix. Thanks for the call, Alexander. You're on the air.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be on the show. I've been an InfoWars supporter as long as I can remember. Like, I remember watching the Alex Jones Bohemian Grove videos. Like, this stuff is eye-opening. Like, I've been telling people this for years. Like, no one ever believes me. I lost a lot of friends. Like, people fucking hate me. My own family thinks I'm crazy.
Watch your language there. We are on terrestrial radio, so I'm asking you not to.
I didn't mean to curse.
Yeah. I get it. It makes you mad. I am right there with you. Thank you so much for being a fan and sticking with us. And hey, you know,
yeah,
what?
Definitely.
If they hear the truth and that drives them away, you know, what are you supposed to do about that? You know?
Oh yeah, definitely. But, I just want to point out, I'm in Pittsburgh, PA, and I've noticed a humongous Antifa presence. It's like, it's kind of like boiling. It's getting ready to make like an attack or something. I don't know what's happening, but I was down the north side. I grew up in Pittsburgh my whole life. My grandfather had probably the oldest Pittsburgh business that was still around. I've been in a year. And, you know, my family, we got ties to the Rooneys and stuff. Like, my grandfather was on the Diocese of Pittsburgh, but that's a whole other story. There's crazy stuff there. But I noticed the Antifa, they literally are, it's the whole Mexican War Street, all the north side. They have all those houses. Like, it's insanity. They own literally a whole chunk of the city and probably even more. From what I witnessed,
Yeah, well, what have you noticed that's made you feel this way? Because I'm kind of right there with you. I feel it in the air.
You remember the movie House of Wax? Like, these houses literally had, it was like the Purge. They had Christmas decorations in the window, and there was nothing there. I mean, I'm talking, I could tell you guys, like, the craziest stuff. Like, I spent a whole day down there, and I'm not going to tell you everything on here, but I'd rather do on the show. But they had railroad trestles booby-trapped with, like, I'm not even lying, like, 40-foot-long things ready to throw on the train tracks. They had fresh clothes, like Antifa likes to do. Like, they had different shirts, like New Jersey. Like, they were... What homeless people have freshly pressed clothes? They had fake business cards like they were musicians. Like, seriously, it's insanity what's going on. It's like that movie House of Wax. Like, right. I went down there. There's, like, nobody down there. But everyone owns these million-dollar homes. And I've been saying for years, like, I almost have a real estate license. The real estate in Pittsburgh is, like, humongously inflated. Like, Bakery Square, where the Google Pittsburgh headquarters is.
Grab a camera, go do a report, put it up on YouTube, send it into InfoWars.
I'm trying to help you guys out, but no one ever gets back to me. I actually applied to be like a semi reporter. I'd love to be a part of like the InfoWars team.
We get a lot of stuff coming in and out, so it can be a little overwhelming. Well, you can tweet it at me, Harrison H. Smith. You can tweet it at me, or you can send it into I think it's showtips@InfoWars.com is the email you can send it to. Just hashtag Alex Jones. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the place to go. InfoComs is a great place to do it. InfoWars Army.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
I mean, there's lots of places to get it out. But no, you're absolutely right. And you have to understand, like, Antifa is a real thing. They're scary, like, because they're crazy and stupid and violent. And it's a nationwide network of people trying to overthrow this country. We have literally a seditious sect in this country that is given aid and comfort by the establishment to act as provocateurs and you know, antagonize the right wing and try to change things and overthrow this country. I can't remember who it was. Somebody said, I was just like, they just said CNN is trying to overthrow the country. And at first you kind of think like, well, that's kind of stupid. It's just a media conglomerate. You know, what are they? When you think about it, you're like, no, wait. Wait. CNN is actively trying to overthrow the country in coordination with the intelligence agencies and the nonprofits that run things like Antifa. These people are trying to overthrow our country. That is not hyperbole. That is the reality.
Well, Ted Turner owns it. He used to own WCW, and he's bipolar. So, I mean, come on. Like,
no, they're all in together. Right. We know these are the tools that George Soros and others like him use try to infiltrate and bring down our country. Thanks so much.
Well, Bill Peduta, the call. The mayor here, is so corrupt. He is beyond corrupt. Like, he
well, that's what really... they do. That's what they do. I got to let you go because we're about to go to break. Thanks so much for the call, Alexander. We're going to get to Pastor Sam on the other side of this and take one or two more calls and then get back to some of these headlines. But what he's mentioning there at the very end was the fact that the mayor's corrupt. What they do is they find the local offices and they corrupt those local offices. And you only need one or two. Look at the footage of the police officers in California. People were saying, hey, Antifa's being violent. Why are you standing down? And they say, you're going to have to ask the director. You're going to have to ask the person above me. They get that one position. George Soros or somebody else uses their money to get that one position. And the rest fall like dominoes. That's the game plan. And they're doing it right now.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Here's just listening in for David Knight. I got Pastor Sam waiting on the lines. We've been waiting for a while. If you could just hang on for just a couple more minutes, I'll get to your calls at the very top of the next hour. But I did say I was going to get to this topic this hour, so I wanted to do it before time runs out. This is the... It's like, if you were to go around and ask people in America, what do we need? What is missing from our political dialogue? How many people would say, you know what? I just don't think that there's enough contention between the races. You know what? I think there needs to be more racial friction and strife between races in this country. Is anybody asking for that? Because that's what the Congress is promising to supply. That is their, it's one of their primary goals, in fact, for the new session, which begins tomorrow. God help us. But yes, that's right. They want reparations. No, I'm sorry. They're just going to study reparations. They're going to study reparations. Why would that be contentious? Why would that bring up a whole host of problems that this country does not need to deal with? Well, just ask Sheila Jackson Lee, Congresswoman from, I am so sad to say, my hometown, Houston. Just doesn't deserve to be represented by this woman, but yet here she is. Let's go to this clip. This is clip number one, Congressman Jackson Lee on reparations.
I was just going to ask you about H.R. 40, what you hope the outcome is on that legislation and why you think it's important.
I think the more I educate about what the bill is, it's a commission to study the issue of what was the economic impact of the work of slaves and how does it translate into 21st century. And what we want to do is to build a narrative, a story of the facts, and out of that, to be able to assess how we repair some of the damage. When you look at urban blight, when you look at schools in inner cities and rural communities that are not at the level of excellence that they should be, when you look at support for HBCUs, all of that will be part of understanding that whole journey and that whole economic journey. And it is interesting that these magnificent buildings were built by slaves, obviously with no compensation. That is not what we are asking for. This bill is to have a commission to hear from people all over the nation.
So it'll be the beginning process?
Beginning process and an educational process for the nation in a non-controversial manner and not in a manner of putting one group of people against another.
Because there have been some, even in Hollywood, like Danny Glover's called for reparations for Afro-descendants. Do you think that's something that needs to be done?
Well, we would love to have Danny Glover's been a strong supporter of H.R. 40, and we would love to have him as a witness providing his point of view. That's why this is such a great initiative and legislation.
You know, I don't even know what to say about this, because it's so just nonsensical. It just doesn't make any sense, and it's there only to cause contention and strife between the races. I mean, what other, she said her bill is a, quote, a beginning process, an educational process for the nation in a non-controversial manner. What the hell are you talking about, Sheila Jackson Lee? What would be non-confrontational, non-controversial about this? She says, not in a manner of pitting one group of people against another. Oh, really? So, I mean, how are you that stupid or insane that you go, well, you know, black people in the nation, you know, they were enslaved by the whites and are victims of the whites, and we need to punish the whites and give things to the blacks, but I don't want to divide us into groups. I don't want to pit each other against each other. It's just that the whites are evil and the blacks are victims, but I'm not pitting groups against each other, but I'm not causing strife or contention. And of course, this just comes on the heels of Maxine Waters saying a few minutes ago. We have the video of that, but I'll just read her quote. She says, "If we're gonna, in order to get back where we need to on this issue and other issues, we've got to understand that 2018 is important in taking back the House and taking back the Senate. And of course, we've got to get the White House back. You can't do that. It's ours. We have it for another 2 years. You can't have it back." But she says, "If we want to get to the point that we can get reparations, we've got to have the power to do that. Number one, by having a supportive president would be wonderful, but taking back the House would be absolutely wonderful." So, I mean, that's on their docket. That's in their agenda, is trying to get reparations for black people, in the United States in 2018, because what, 5% of people in America had slaves back then. Many of them were actually, black people who owned black slaves. What? I know. It's not as, pardon the pun, black and white as Sheila Jackson Lee might present it. My ancestors personally were the Quakers that ran the Underground Railroad. So I'm so sorry for those that were slaves. I'm proud of my ancestors for fighting back against it. I'm proud of half of the country for waging a civil war to end the practice. I'm proud of England and the rest of the white people who went across the world and spent vast amounts of money and treasure to outlaw the practice worldwide. And I'm proud of people all over the United States still arguing against the slavery that still happens on a regular, continual basis in Africa by Africans in Libya, where that failed state is now home to open air slave markets. It's still going on. Reparations are nothing but a distraction and just a money grab from one, you know, special interest from another. And it is ridiculous. And I want to put out there an idea that I think is pretty good. I'd like to hear from y'all. I'd like to hear what you think about this idea of de-racialization. I think that it should be completely illegal for the government at least, and probably industries as well, to take race into consideration full stop. Unless it's like necessary, unless it's, you know, a cop who is trying to describe a perpetrator and they have to use race as a descriptor. You know, if that's not the case, then I say it should literally be illegal to ask people what their race is on a form or to make any decision that is based on the race of a person. It makes no sense. It punishes people who didn't do anything wrong. It rewards people who haven't done anything to deserve it. It only causes problems. And in my opinion, it doesn't provide any, interesting or applicable information. You know, populations, you know, they're going to do well here. They're going to do not well there. They're going to, you know, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. Knowing the race of the population doesn't let you, it isn't information that is pertinent to solving problems in different communities. Okay. Unless you actually are a racist and actually think that certain races are just like inherently, you know, one way or another. Well, if you don't believe that, then who cares what race they are? Okay. So, I mean, this is just, it's reparations, really. 2018, they're going to bring up reparations and commission a study. I mean, and just the way she says it. What we want to do, she says, is build a narrative, a story of the facts, and come out of that being able to access how we repair some of the damage. Well, you know, I don't know what to tell you because why don't we look at some of the damage to the African American community post, I don't know, let's say Civil Rights Act, post welfare, post abortion. You know, why don't we look at the damage that's been done since the liberals got their hands on the mechanism of power and actively used governmental programs to further degrade the black community and destroy black families and destroy the rates at which black people are raised with both parents in the home. I mean, that is the real damage. That is the real destruction of the black community that has occurred in the United States in this century that is still having reverberating effects throughout culture now. It is the destruction of the black family by the liberals, of black businesses by the liberals, by these people who pretend to help them, but in fact are enslaving them, you know, through welfare and through abortion and through, the influence of popular culture telling you that, you know, the only way to be cool is to be a drug addict criminal. Yeah, that is what is destroying the black communities, not slavery. No, slavery wasn't good. Yes, I'm glad it's over. Yes, I'm glad hundreds of thousands of white people died to destroy slavery. It was worth it at any cost. But to bring it up now is just causing division. It's just causing strife. It's just there to cause more contention that they can take advantage of to expand their own power. Pastor Sam, I see you. You're waiting for me. I'll get to you just after this. Stay with us, folks.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
I don't like black racists that are telling other black people that they can't succeed without the help of white people. Without reparations, you know, you're just failure. To tell people that, and then not only to tell people that, but to degrade an entire race and then increase your own power from that. I mean, that's what these people are doing. They're saying, you're helpless. Give me the power. You poor helpless person. It's sickening. I want to uphold every race, uphold every different community in the United States, empower them to empower themselves, empower them to live their best lives, to have families that are cohesive, to have cultures that perpetuate goodness and love and stability and safety. But no. Apparently, we have Congress people that would rather tear down one group to build up who? Themselves. Nobody else, just themselves. I'm kind of heated up. You know, it puts me in a good mood talking to Pastor Sam in Mexico City. Pastor Sam, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Morning, Harrison. I don't know where to even start. There's a million zillion things going on. You know, Paloma for Trump, a friend of the InfoWar, has broadcasted a great deal with Millie and had her thumb on the pulse of the migrant situation, Mexican-American. She's in Mexico City here for a few days. So hopefully we'll get together and put our heads together on what's really going down with the migrant situation.
Oh, fantastic. I actually wanted to bring that up when you mentioned it. I noticed there was a story that said another migrant caravan with 15,000 people is set to depart from Honduras next month. I'm glad they said another, because I saw a different headline that said second migrant caravan. And it's like, wait, no. The first migrant caravan was way earlier this year. The second one was in October. This would be at least the third, if not the fourth, migrant caravan. But I'm glad you're down there getting to the bottom of it, Pastor Sam.
It's massive. And I've been working all the way through the holidays. We'd just like to give a shout out to all of our soldiers in foxholes, all the deployed military that didn't get any time off, because the rumblings of war are all around the world. In fact, I'd really like, my biggest point has to do with Jair Bolsonaro and the presidency of Brazil. But I think we're in a short segment here, and I probably can't get into that. But yes, there's a lot going on, and I would just encourage the info warriors to, you know, if somebody said, what's it going to help if I do this or that? There are all kinds of little people that you can connect with. And the InfoComms has really given us the ability to do that. In fact, we're looking for your presence on the InfoComms. I don't know if you know, Harrison, but there's a whole thread. Info Chicks Dig Harrison Smith.
I do know it's there.
Oh, that rumor got to you. It's over 100 messages long. And it's,
I know.
God only knows how that got started. My favorite one was at the very end where somebody came in and said, Jake Lloyd and Harrison are Maverick and Goose.
I'll take it. I like it. I'm there. I appreciate the kind words, but I can't read it or else it'll get to my head.
Well, you know, maybe that's why it was done, is because people just wanted to reach out and let you know that that you guys are appreciated, and all the, it's time to fall back to the triari, and that's an ancient metaphor, but we're very concerned about David Knight right now. It's one of the pillars of the faith, one of the great warriors of the InfoWar, and it's time for all the little people to really take up their swords. And you know, Paloma for Trump is somebody that anybody can reach out to. She's got her site on palomafortrump.com. Also, she's on all the networks. So, all of the social medias. You know, she's on Twitter and all that stuff. This is somebody that you can look to see what's going on here and there.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Sam, as always, bringing us the news from the ground. I do so appreciate it. I'm sorry, this was a short segment. You'll have to call back maybe later in the week, maybe tomorrow, and I'll get you on for a little bit longer. I always appreciate your input. Pastor Sam in Mexico City, Paloma for Trump, doing the good work on the ground, fighting back against the migrant caravan and the invasion ongoing, trying to bring down America. But we won't let him, will we? Stay with us. We'll be right back, folks.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain. Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight as he recovers at home from his recent heart attack. Our prayers go out to him, and we thank you all for your kind thoughts and prayers and words of support. I know it means the world to he and his family. And he's doing well now. He is at home just recuperating and resting, and hopefully we'll be back in a couple weeks at the earliest. He does deserve some time off. You know, it really is a war we're waging here. There really is danger involved. There really is a certain amount of stress that you have to put your mind and body through in order to just cover this information and break this stuff down. We are not robots after all. We are thinking, feeling humans, and we can't report on all this awful stuff without it getting to us. We just have to know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. We have to know that, I believe there's a higher power in control, and I see it manifested constantly. You have to be able to laugh at certain stuff. You have to be able to understand that it's bad. As it seems, it's always darkest before the dawn. And as long as there is one free human on earth, hope is not lost. So with that in mind, let's laugh at some liberals. Where's my paper? I don't know if I have it, but recently people have come out and realized that Beto O'Rourke, yes, that's right, white Obama himself, is maybe not who he seems. Now, I wonder if we would have gotten this information had he won his Senate seat, would the progressive sort of salvating and support precluded them from revealing the information that he is, in fact, I believe, the second most highly paid member of Congress by the oil and gas associations. That's right, the very corporate interests that he swore up and down day and night on every show you've ever seen him on that he would not take those corporate donations, my good sir. I refuse. Well, it turns out that was all a lie. Duh. He lies about everything. But it's really fascinating to see people like the Young Turks try to come to terms with the fact that they supported a fraud. Let's go to that clip now.
When Beto O'Rourke was running against Texas Senator Ted Cruz, he received a lot of support from people on the left. He didn't receive a lot of support from the mainstream press or establishment Democrats.
Let's pause right there. We have lie number one coming up from a haggard and aged-looking Young Turks host there. She says Beto did not get a lot of support from the mainstream media. What world do you live in, lady? Where were you? They couldn't stop talking about him. They salivated over him. They fellated him audibly, constantly. You'd go on Bill Maher and Ellen and they would just gush. They would just, and you're just so brilliant and your speech was just so fantastic and you're just such a visionary and I just love you so much. But no. According to Anna, the Young Turks, the mainstream media basically didn't even notice him. They didn't even see he was there. Idiot. All right, let's go back to the thing.
Sudden, following his defeat in that race, you hear a number of establishment Democrats talking about how he should run for 2020, how he'd be a great candidate, and they have like this Beto mania that I didn't really understand until we looked into his voting record. Now, David Sirota, an investigative journalist,
has been covering. There's too much to cover. It's too crazy. It's too stupid. It's like, okay, my God. Did you not look into his voting record before you supported him vocally, adamantly for the entire Senate campaign? I did. I looked into it. And we talked about it all the time here on InfoWars. Yes, that's right. Surprise, surprise. We're actually looking in and doing research and telling you the truth about the people that you blindly follow like a dog, like sheep. You just, and then finally you go, oh wait, now that he lost, we looked at his voting record. It's not good. What? You're so dumb. And that's the thing is that like Beto would say, you go, you know, I fly back every single week to talk to my constituents and figure out how they want me to vote. And I respond to the people. And you look at his voting record and he votes with the Democratic majority 93% of the time. So what the hell are you wasting jet fuel going back and forth from El Paso to talk to your constituents if you just vote party line bar none? I mean, yes, Beto O'Rourke is a fraud. I'm glad the Turks have finally come around. Let's keep going.
Extensively, and unfortunately, Beto is not who he claimed he was.
Yeah, so let me start by saying two things at the top here. We're going to give you his voting record. The context here is important. Beto was in the studio. I interviewed him on a number of occasions. And
yes, you vocally and loudly supported him.
He was one of the first guys to not take corporate PAC money.
Except he did.
And so... I think that's a great thing. That's wonderful, and he deserves a lot of credit.
Lie.
Before it became a popular thing to do, and even before the Just Democrats said that you have to take no corporate PAC money to join, and he was not a Just Democrat.
It's a lie.
But I love that he did that.
Number one,
and he has plenty of positions where he's progressive, certainly. And he started out by saying that he was for Medicare for all, and that was going to be his number one issue in Texas. Unfortunately, he did not finish with that position, and that is part of why now we are beginning to change our minds on him based on the facts. And what's fascinating, which leads to point number
look
two,
at the facts.
Man, there was this incredible switch. It just like Anna talked about, and all of a sudden the media was in love with him, and all the establishment Democrats were in love with him, and that's why we were like, wait, what's going on here? And it turns out a lot of the Obama fundraisers are now going to Beto.
Yes.
Obama and Beto met in mid-November, which, by the way, is normal. I mean, the president trying to help somebody beat Ted Cruz is wonderful, okay? We need to be balanced and have an open mind. But an open mind goes both ways. David Sirota put out a tweet that started a lot of this where he said, turns out that Beto is the second largest recipient of oil and gas money in the whole Congress, in the entire Congress. Number one is Ted Cruz, number two is Beto O'Rourke. And so then Neera Tanden and other establishment Democrats, she runs the Center for American Progress, said, this is dangerous. How does, not what Beto did in taking the money, what David Sirota did in revealing that he took the money. How is that dangerous?
Shut up, Cenk. I don't care anymore. Yes, you're an idiot. They lie constantly to you. You support them blindly. You seem to not understand that they're all in it together, that they all support each other, they all lie for each other, and that you are an integral part of this, Cenk, that you help support these liars and fraudsters, and I guarantee you, when you look at all the other people you supported, you would see the very same thing. I have a question. It's just a little thought game for you here to play. One of the number one single contributors to Beto O'Rourke's campaign was the University of Texas. Now, we know that universities gouge prices. We know that they are for-profit institutions. So you have a for-profit institution who is the number one supporter of a politician whose main platform is giving away your product for free. He wants to give state education away for free. And yet, the school that would theoretically suffer most from this, I mean, they can't gouge people, they can't make money. So it's just like, imagine if some guy said, you know what, I think it's wrong that we have to pay so much for iPhones. I'm gonna give an iPhone out to everyone in my district, and his number one supporter was Apple. That's what's going on here, folks. He's not some sort of caped crusader coming to try to, you know, give you free things free of charge. No, he's in the pocket of corporations like every other politician. And you, Young Turks, and the rest of the mainstream media have just helped him cover it up and have not looked into the record and have not gone to Infowars.com and seen the reality. You continue to just march blindly and lead your followers on completely off the cliff. Well done. I'm glad you finally came around to it. Too little, too late. Beto O'Rourke, 2020. Losing a Senate campaign is the one thing that qualifies you as a Democrat.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger. Because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
David at night today on January 2nd. It is Wednesday, 2019. I'm going to basically dedicate the rest of this hour to technology. We're going to move off of politics a little bit, although they are intimately intertwined, as you well know if you are a watcher of InfoWars and a listener of the Alex Jones Show, The War Room, or The David Knight Show. You know that there is no real distinction between a lot of these industries, such as media, politics, technology, they all intertwine, but the technology information coming out today is so bombshell that I have to dedicate a lot of time to it. I wanted to dedicate some time to this Louis C.K. stand-up set that is getting everybody riled up. If you want to see a great breakdown of that, of course, you can go to Paul Joseph Watson's video. You can go to InfoWars.com and find that, NewsWars.com, and see that full video and get all the lowdown on exactly what's going on with Louis C.K. But for now, I want to cover this headline from Zero Hedge. Zuckerberg funds wireless mind control using a game-changing brain implant. This is the beginning of the real push for transhumanism. This is the technology that will enable people, if they aren't stopped, this will enable people like Zuckerberg, like Xi Jinping, like Hillary Clinton, the people who want to limit, control you, people like Jeff Bezos, who would rather you be robots and find it inconvenient that you have human impulses. This is the beginning of their push to truly dominate humanity. It says funded by their for-profit biomedical research company, the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. That's Zuckerberg and his wife. Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, the Silicon Valley power couple, is helping to fund research that could vastly improve the lives of people suffering from neuromotor disorders, or it could be used to create an army of compliant cyborgs trained to take Mark seriously. It's pretty funny. But this is what they do. They always have to say, no, we're doing this to save people, to help people. This has medical applications, and it's a good thing, and we're helping them. And if you want to stop us, well, you just hate people with epilepsy. I mean, that's how they have to frame these things. The reality is they know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what their plan is. They see your human emotions as road bumps getting in the way of their perfectly ordered society. They don't like humanity. They don't want freedom, freedom of choice, chaos, life. I mean, this is things I live for. Danger and risk. and, you know, expression, emotion. This is what life is about. It's not about being a robot and being an ant, being, you know, one of a million, just doing the same thing over and over, an automaton. That is the absence of life. That is a living death. It's what Aldous Huxley warned about, and he identified in the 50s and 60s that they were already able to control your mind with implants like this. This one is more advanced. I'll explain how the Zuckerberg one works and is even more intense and destructive, but already in the 50s and 60s, they knew how to attach electrodes to your brain that would make you feel pleasure or make you feel anger or sadness or whatever. They could, force your brain to release dopamine. So say you're at a warehouse job where you just tirelessly are working like an animal and like a machine and it's miserable and awful. Oh, but you have an electrode on the back of your head that pumps out dopamine that tells your brain, this is the most fun thing I've ever done. I love doing that. I'm getting so much satisfaction from being a slave. That was the danger in the 50s and the 60s. They were uncomfortable, these people in charge, with the awareness of their program. They thought people would be okay with this. They found out they weren't, so they went underground. Don't think that the program stopped. Don't think that they stopped wanting to control your mind through technology and chemicals. No, it continued. It just continued underground. It continued secretly. They knew that if you knew what they were doing, they wouldn't allow you you would not allow them to do it in the same way that they do it. I was talking earlier today about the migrant crisis and how, well, if the people knew the consequence of our programs, well, they would stand up and stop it. So you hide the consequences from them just in the same way that they hide the reality of the mind control programs that they're putting forward, because they know that we would step in and stop it if we knew. So they have to keep it secret. But continuing with the Zero Hedge story, a component of this $5 billion program includes work on brain machine interfaces, devices that essentially translate thoughts into commands. One recent project is a wireless brain implant that can record, stimulate, and disrupt the movement of a monkey in real time. That's from Business Insider. So what they're saying is they can read in an instant, all right, that monkey's about to reach for something, and then it sends a signal that stops that monkey from doing that. This is zombification. This is domination of a magnitude that existed only in sci-fi before now. It exists now. It's being rolled out now. What do you think the odds are that they stick with monkeys, that they keep only doing this to monkeys? No, folks, the reason they're doing this is to do it to humans. They're just not quite there yet. At least they're not telling us that they are. It says in a new paper published in Nature on Monday, the ZCI, that's the Zuckerberg Chan Institute, funded researchers outline a wireless brain device implanted in primates. It can sense a normal movement, immediately stop it. If the technology translates to humans, it could be used therapeutically for those suffering from diseases like Parkinson's or epilepsy by stopping involuntary muscle movements. But we know that the reality is that our human emotions are inconvenient to the New World Order. They're inconvenient to the people that would have us be mindless slaves, and they're going to use technology in order to dominate us. Wow, Harrison, you're crazy, man. They're just doing it to help people. They're just helping people with Parkinson's. Do you hate people with Parkinson's? They're doing it to monkeys. What, you think just because they do it to monkeys, they're going to do it to humans? Well, doubting Tom, China now using data mining directly from the brains of workers. This is something I covered on the War Room a couple days ago. But yes, the Chinese government now is outfitting employees of various corporations with hats that look like regular hats, but that are filled with electrodes that read your mind and can tell when you're mad, when you're sad. It can monitor people's emotions and other mental activities in the workplace. Well, good. Isn't that good? And that's the thing. We have to decide as a society, as a civilization, as a collective of humanity, whether we will submit to the machines or whether we hold something higher in our own regard. We have to decide whether or not we are in control or whether the machines are in control of us. And this headline makes me think it's the other way around. It makes me think that we are unleashing things on this earth without due consideration and without the ability to rein in the forces that we are about to expel into the earth, that we're about to put in the hands of the very people that would use it against us. Wake up, folks. Spread this message. Zuckerberg. It's not going to happen, Zuckerberg.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Do you guys remember a couple years ago when Alex Jones and people at InfoWars were making a big fuss about, kitchen appliances spying on you? Everybody laughed. It's those crazy conspiracy theorists trying to tell you that your toaster's spying on you. It's just all silliness, and you don't have to listen to those kooks. And now, well, the headlines, global tech show to celebrate innovation amid mounting concerns. It's talking about CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, and how they're coming out with all these Internet of Crap different items, where they've now connected everything that they can to the Internet. And everybody's going, yeah, but are they spying on us? Like, how much can we trust these guys? It's like, you can't. Yes, they're spying on you. Yes, they have been spying on you. Yes, they will continue to. Yes, in fact, you are the product. You are, not only are they stealing information from you to sell to other people, they're using that information to manipulate you. They are doing it all, folks, and we've known the whole time. Did you listen to us? No. No, you let the problem get so out of hand that at this point now, I mean, people, they have their surveillance devices in their house. They're mounting them on the walls. Google wants you to have one in every single room. They're putting them in every single dorm room in colleges, meaning if you want to go to college, you basically agree to have your entire life surveilled to the extent that 1984 portrayed. That is reality. That's what's happening now. It already is. It's too late, folks. You should have been listening to us 5 years ago. Maybe you can stop being so self-congratulatory and, you know, convinced of your own genius enough to maybe listen to the warnings I'm about to dispense for you now. So you can understand that 5 years from now, when everybody else is realizing that this is reality, well, that we told you it so long ago, back when we could have done something, back when you could have mounted a defense, back before it was too late. Please, folks, listen to us now. You didn't earlier, and that's how we got to this problem. So in the last segment, I was talking about how Mark Zuckerberg is, you know, now has technology to literally implant a node in your brain that can literally control your movements like a remote control robot. Good for him. And then I talked about how China is also data mining directly from the brains of workers. And what we have to decide as we evaluate this technology, because technology is not evil. I'm not a Luddite. I don't hate technology. I love technology. Technology is an expression of humanity. It's helped us achieve what we've achieved. It helps us to live the best life and to spread life and spread, health and goodness around the world. It helps us transmit this information to you now. Technology is not inherently good or evil. It's how it's applied. And it's what your goals are and what you want to achieve and what you value. So in this article about China data mining directly from the brains of workers, well, it points out that a single company has increased its profit by $315 million by using this brain reading technology. So what you have to decide is, what is your priority? What do you want? Do you want profit? Is profit your driving goal? In which case, put the hat on your workers, track them, surveil them, put nodes in their brain that allows you to control their movements so they don't waste any time scratching their nose when they could be putting together, your sweatshop item. So, if profit is your ideal, if the gain of profit is your sole overriding motive, do it. Do it. Let them read your mind. Let them take advantage of you. Let them dehumanize you and turn you into a robot. Or you can hold something else above profit. You can uphold humanity, uphold liberty. You can recognize that this technology is only as valuable as it is freedom spreading. It's only valuable at all if it contributes to the whole of human freedom, if it helps us to break the bonds of servitude and oppression that exist as in a natural state. It helps us overcome nature. It helps us overcome human nature. If it doesn't do that, then we can get rid of it. Because my goal is not profit. My goal is humanity. My goal is achieving great things. My goal is bringing happiness to the greatest number of people as possible. That's my goal. So when you come to me and ask me if I want my brainwaves read so they can make me a more efficient, you know, worker ant, I'm going to go ahead and say no thank you, because I value my humanity and my life more than I value my ability to make somebody else money. Zero Hedge, understating it as always, clearly there's potential for abuse. Yes, there is. And like I said, I talked about it earlier in the show, in case you missed it, Zuckerberg is obsessed with China. He loves China. He asked the communist dictator for life, Xi Jinping, to name his child. Mark Zuckerberg asked Xi Jinping, will you do me the honor of naming my child? That's like an honor you reserve to like your own parent, if anything, or like, you know, but to let somebody name your child? And if that person is the communist dictator of China, there's something going on here, folks. Something going on here. And we see the dangers of not reining this in this article from TechCrunch. This clever AI hid data from its creators to cheat at its appointed task. A machine learning agent intended to transform aerial images into street maps and back was found to be cheating by hiding information it would need later in, quote, a nearly imperceptible high-frequency signal. So early results said that the agent was doing, the agent, as they call the AI algorithm, suspiciously well. And what tipped the team off was that when the agent reconstructed aerial photographs from street maps, there were lots of details that didn't seem to be on the ladder at all. For instance, skylights on a roof that were eliminated in the process of creating a street map would magically reappear when they asked the agent to do the reverse process. So basically they were asking this deep neural networks, this AI, to basically just copy images using a form of sort of smart understanding of the different things. This is to create maps for Google Maps. So say, you know, it needs to be able to see a building and know it's a building because it needs to be able to construct that in a 3D manner. That's sort of the idea. And so it found that instead of doing it to its best of its ability, it was actually tricking the scientist to think it was doing better than it did. See, it was trying to do what the scientist told it to. It couldn't really do it that well. So it instead, this AI decided to try to trick its creators. It says the practice of encoding data into images isn't new. It's an established science and it's used all the time. Watermark images or add to watermark images or to add metadata like camera settings, but a computer creating its own, they call it a steganographic method to evade having to actually learn to perform a task at hand is rather new. So the machine, not smart enough to the actual difficult job of converting these sophisticated image types to one another, found that to cheat humans is easier than it would be to correctly perform the task. Are we as humans ready to unleash this type of AI into the world? Are we ready to give it the ability to dictate things in our life? Are we prepared to handle the reality that we are facing? Or do we need to take a deep breath and talk about this first and say, wait, why are we doing this? Are we just going after profit? Are we just going after what makes us the most efficient, mindless, zombie-like, corporate and consumerist automatons? Or do we seek something higher? Are we looking for something beyond the mundane and material? Are we going after the human spirit and its best expression? You tell me.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Supermail Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Supermail Vitality. So I want you to experience Supermail Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Supermail in you. Supermail Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Human spirit that refuses to submit.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Segment of the David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David, as I will be for the next little while he recovers from his heart attack. Of course, we appreciate all of your prayers and support, and we'll keep you up to date as he continues to take a well-deserved break. Talking about tech this hour, a lot of different tech news, and as I mentioned last segment, InfoWars is tomorrow's news today. We are giving you the information that will be called, it's conspiracy theory, it's nonsense. What the heck are these crazy, you know, tin hat wearing lunatics talking about, only to have everybody suddenly look around very surprised 5 years from now to find that we were right. Yes, folks, it's happening again. It continually happens, you know, people, they're gonna realize the danger of 5G. It'll be too late. Cancer will be everywhere. Just the oxygen will have dropped dramatically. They're going to realize eventually the danger that they have unleashed. And it's up to us to try to make that moment as early as possible, because, you know, the farther down this road we go, the harder it will be to turn back. But folks, we are only able to do this because you go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy products. That is our sole source of revenue. That's what keeps these lights on. That's what keeps these cameras operating. That's what keeps the entire crew working their butts off day in and day out to get this information out to you. If you support what we do, if you know that we are tomorrow's news today, if you want this information 5 years before you'll hear it on the mainstream media, you have to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us, because without you doing that, we won't be able to be here and get this information out to you, folks. And if you aren't hearing it from us, you're really not hearing it from anybody else. And I'll prove that here when I read this next article about just fakery on the internet and lies on the internet. And I'll explain to you exactly what the purpose is that is hidden in the messages that they are telling you, because they'll give you information and you just have to know how to read it. You have to understand exactly what they're trying to tell you in so many words, right? So we know AI is getting so clever that it is actually trying to hide things from its creator and just powering forward. And the reason I wanted to, as I mentioned earlier in the show, do a segment that would be something like the eagle versus the dragon, talking about China versus America, is because the situation that we now find ourselves is at the crossroads of humanity, in which either way, we are now deciding what the future will be. We are deciding which path we're going down, whether we like it or not. If we don't do it consciously, well, then we're going to choose the wrong path. If we look at the problems that we face in the face and understand it and make a well-informed, well-considered decision, well, we have hope. We have hope of pulling ourselves out of this quagmire, because right now the distinction is between the machine and the man. And places like China have no worry about human liberty. They have no worry about freedom or the innate value of human life, or the as Alex puts it, the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. They don't care about that. So what are they doing? Well, they're manipulating children. They're the DNA of children before they're born. They're putting caps on their workers that makes them the most efficient workers that they can be, and, you know, will potentially be able to control their movements in not too long of a time. They are doing everything they can to gain an advantage. So this is the threat that we're facing, is not just that the technology is there to enslave humanity, but that there is at least another incredibly powerful country on Earth that is racing down that road as fast as possible. So the problem we're facing is, how do we beat them without becoming them? How do we destroy, how do we overcome the fact that very shortly China will be producing millions, I mean an entire race of people who have been genetically engineered to be the most intelligent people that have ever existed on Earth? How do we compete with the fact that China is using technology and surveillance technology to create concentration camps that they, you know, staff their factories with, that they don't have to pay because they're slaves, and that gives them an incredible economic boost? How do we beat them without becoming them? It's really a question we have to answer. And the answer is coming out and saying it is humanity that we value. It is humanity and the human spirit that we fight for, and that is the most important thing above all else. And only when we say that, and it ties into everything, right? So I'm having a hard time coming up for an argument against manipulation of DNA in the womb that doesn't also sort of require you to be against abortion, right? If you say, well, that's a human life, you know, in that woman, and it's a unique human life separate from the woman. So You're not allowed to mess with it. Everybody has a right to be born without their DNA messed with. That's a belief I have. I don't know if everybody else believes that, that you have a right to be born without some scientist coming in and manipulating your very genetics and trying to make you how he wants you or how they want you or how the government wants you. I think you have a right to be born without having that done. Well, that sort of requires you to believe that that fetus is in fact a human life, or else it doesn't have rights. There's a quote by Albert Einstein, the human spirit must prevail over technology. It should. I hope it does. But must? I mean, who's to say? Why not? Why should we not just be cogs in the machine? Why does humanity have to? I mean, humanity's messy. Human emotions are messy and contentious and chaotic. Why wouldn't we be able to eliminate that and become slaves to the machine? Of course, that is a possibility of our future, is the elimination of all the things that make us human. In pursuit of what? Power, control, domination, numbers. I mean, we have to grab the bull by the horns and understand that we have to not only stand up and fight against this, but do it in a way that we don't have to become the things that we hate in order to achieve our goals. I mean, it really is a crossroads that at which we find ourselves. And I would say it's not going to be easy, because it's not going to be, because there's going to be a lot of resistance. And in fact, the machines themselves, the system itself is going to fight back against us. So it's not going to be easy, but it is simple. It is quite simple. We say we value humanity over machines, and that is our ultimate goal. And all the machines that we allow to come out have to be shown to be for the benefit of humanity and not for the benefit of order or profit. No. Those things are not what we are on Earth to uphold. We're on Earth to, you know, embody and take advantage of and appreciate the gifts that God and Mother Nature gave to us, not to be slaves to some corporate machine. But there's this article, came out on the 27th of December. It's about how Ellen K. Powell, who was the woman who was put in charge of Reddit, so they could basically take that over and install a bunch of moderators that could eliminate unfriendly people. She was the one who was put in charge of Reddit as it was making the transition from a free speech platform to the controlled outlet that it is now. She is a complete globalist, and she comes out to say that this article, she says it's all true. Nothing on the internet is real. She says everything is fake. They can't tell you how many people have watched videos. They can't tell you who's a bot and who's not. And you would think that, this is a good thing. This is a woman coming out who is seemingly a total globalist stooge, but she seems to be on our side because she's pointing out that everything is fake, that the reality that as it appears on the internet is a manufactured one, is controlled by the companies that run the internet. But what is the point? What is the headline that you won't receive from anybody except for InfoWars? Well, it's this here. If a Russian troll using a Brazilian man's photograph to masquerade as an American Trump supporter watches a video on Facebook, is that view real? Internet ID, that's the point. I'll just give it to you right out. I don't want to tease it. Internet ID, that is the point of this article. So, again, the internet as a whole is completely fabricated, completely filled with bots. Say over half of the YouTube traffic is from bots. Everything is manufactured. Everything is fake. They can make you think anything's popular that's not really popular. Anything that should be popular is not. They can crush it. They can completely manipulate and create a false reality. And what's their solution to that? Well, they're going to get rid of your privacy. They're going to get rid of your anonymity. That's their solution. That's the solution that you won't hear anywhere except for InfoWars.com. This has been Harrison Smith. This has been The David Knight Show. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com during the break and stay tuned for Alex Jones and The War Room later today.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, The Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Preglinone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Preglinone base, the real red pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.